This is Ava Sperman interviewing Alice Acock for the Archives of American Art GSA project on February 4th, 2009, in her loft in Soho. Would you please state your full name and date of birth?
Alice Acock, November 20th, 1946.
And you were born in Harrisburg. Now, did you grow up there? Or?
Yes, I did. I grew up just outside of Harrisburg in a suburb called Camp Hill, mm-hmm. on the other side of the river. So.
And what kind of a town was that?
It was, well, I guess it was the more well-to-do mm-hmm. suburb. Mm-hmm. To me, it was just where I grew up. But it was a pretty white bread town, I suppose, and at that time, because that was some 60 years ago, so I would say it was pretty Protestant, pretty white, pretty that kind of thing, and where most of the kids went on to college, supposedly, and, you know, no crime or anything like that mm-hmm. kind of place. That changed. Well, I don't know how much that changed, but do you want me to talk on and on a little bit about it?
Well, you can talk about what interests you about it if you like.
Well, recently I reconnected with an old high school boyfriend, and I was remembering those days, which I still remember, sometimes fondly and sometimes not. But we were in high school from 60 to 64, and I believe that Kennedy was shot during the senior play, the afternoon of the senior play. That's what I remember. So we were very much right at the forefront of all of those things that made the 60s, both euphoria and the idea of positive change and whatever the Kennedy mystique made us all feel, and then also the tremendous disappointment and letdown that occurred. And I remember that the group that I was friends with kind of spawned three generations of sophomore, junior, and senior. And we were very involved with music. And we were involved in music that came out of the black churches in Harrisburg and was then becoming rock and roll. And so there was a black band called the El Dantes that we followed and that my boyfriend was a member of and his brother. And we sort of began we were kind of part of the change mm-hmm. that came to that town. And I think we did it naively. Some of us went on to become very political and to be very much part of the anti-war movement, made names for themselves in the movement, names that, you know, were people who really made names in that movement, and I won't go into that too deeply, but some of those people who were part of my group. And I think it was something that was in the air and that we picked up on, and while we were in revolt against who our parents were, I think the ones of us who went out and left that community and went out into the world were also products of maybe, you know, who our family were, because some of our families were not just narrow-minded people. And so, you know, I was, when I contacted this friend of mine that I hadn't spoken to in 40 or 50 years, and he was right with me, we were really saying, for the first time I did it on Inauguration Day, but, wow, you know, some of the things that we really believed in, whether it was the environment or anti-war or the civil rights movement, or I can't say that they were too pro-women at that point. They were pretty much males, traditional males. But a lot of the things that then we went on to college and got involved in,